Authorities in Pakistan said today they believe the arrests last week of at least 10 al-Qaeda suspects have broken the backbone of the terror network. Among those caught is Ramzi bin al-Shib, who U.S. officials say was a key planner of the September 11th attacks last year. The FBI, meanwhile, brought charges against a sixth man in western New York, where authorities say they've broken up a possible al-Qaeda terrorist cell. NPR's Tom Gelton has more.
Ramzi bin al-Shib is the highest-ranking al-Qaeda member to be caught in several months. A senior U.S. official says he and several others arrested with him last week in Pakistan are now in U.S. custody at an undisclosed location and being interrogated. The official says there are no plans at the moment to move bin al-Shib to the United States, but President Bush is clearly thrilled to have him.
He's the one that thought he was going to be the 20th bomber. He thought he could hide. He thought he could still threaten America. But he forgot the greatest nation on the face of the earth is after him, one person at a time.
The arrest of bin al-Shib is the latest in a series of intelligence breakthroughs. U.S. authorities in Afghanistan have been interrogating another al-Qaeda suspect, Omar al-Farouk, nabbed this summer in Indonesia. According to U.S. officials, al-Farouk has confessed to being al-Qaeda's ringleader in Southeast Asia. U.S. officials will not say, as the Pakistani authorities claim, that al-Qaeda's backbone is broken, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said the recent arrests do send a message to other terrorists.
The more these people that are rolled up and put in jail and interrogated, the more difficult it is to recruit, the more difficult it is to retain people, the more difficult it is to raise money, the more difficult it is to transfer money, the more difficult it is for those folks to move between countries, the more careful they have to be in everything they do.
In comparison to Ramzi bin al-Shib and Omar al-Farouk, the six men now being held in Buffalo, New York, are small fish. U.S. authorities do not claim the six men, Americans of Yemeni descent, were actually plotting any kind of terrorist attack. The FBI complaint against the men focuses instead on their alleged attendance at an al-Qaeda terrorist training camp in Afghanistan. Peter Ahern, the FBI agent in charge, says that fact alone is sufficient to warrant the attention they're now getting.
We're not saying that because they went to some religious training that that religious group is at issue, but the fact that we have the evidence that strongly supports the fact they were in a terrorist training camp is concern. And what could happen with that, what role they played, I won't comment on that right now.
Go ahead. Can you go over the timeline?
Five of the six men were arrested over the weekend in the Buffalo suburb of Lackawanna. A sixth, Mukhtar al-Bakri, was taken into custody in Bahrain, where he was getting married. He was flown back to Buffalo yesterday and arraigned in court today. The FBI complaint states that al-Bakri, identified only as co-conspirator C, told an FBI interviewer he and some of the other suspects had gone only to Pakistan. He is said to have changed his story then and acknowledged having gone to Afghanistan. Some FBI officials have suggested the six men and two others still unidentified may have constituted a so-called sleeper cell of the al-Qaeda network, trained for a mission in the United States but not yet assigned one. A senior intelligence official, however, says that characterization may overstate the group's importance. Larry Johnson, a former CIA counterterrorism official, says that even if the men arrested in Lackawanna were willing to carry out an al-Qaeda mission, they probably were unprepared to do so.
It is reasonable to be concerned that there are some other cells in the States, but I don't think we should have in the back of our minds that these are highly effective commandos just ready to spring into action. They are very dedicated, very committed, but I thank God the nature of the training is such that if you're not there doing it on a regular basis, you lose it.
The charge under which the men from Lackawanna are being held, conspiring to provide support to a terrorist organization, is somewhat vague. FBI officials say they will provide more evidence later to substantiate the charges. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.